Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show podcast. Every 7 a.m. on Tuesday, that is at 7 a.m. every Tuesday Eastern, we release a new podcast which has two sections in it. The news of the week to start with, and following that, great interviews with wonderful medical guests. This week, I promise you, Meredith Wadman is a physician who wrote The Vaccine Race. It is a page-turner with such scientific accuracy and literacy. It is. If I'm going to tell people, people always ask me, how do you write a medical book? Because I've written, as you know, 9 New York Times bestsellers, if you followed us. But the current one, Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. But if you want a great science writer, not a good one, I'm good and I can convey things, but she is exceptional. She takes the most difficult scientific concepts and teaches them, tells us what they mean for us with just incredible grace and beauty, and makes it understandable at least at a 7th grade level, if not a 5th grade level that I try and do, get down a little even lower. But she takes much tougher subjects than I try and conquer. In any case, she's our guest in the second half of this show, so I'm going to try and give her a couple extra minutes and cut the news to the essence of the news. What are the stories we're going to cover? Wellness foreplay. The rise of superbug tuberculosis hampers global control efforts. Well beyond wellness, dogs, grandkids can keep people with lung disease active. Pop a pill for heartburn, try diet and exercise instead. 15,000 steps 5 days a week can keep you as healthy as 10,000 every day. So maybe 5 days of 15,000, that's 75,000 steps, as effective as doing it every day, 7 days for the full rank of 70,000 steps. Eating fruits and veggies also help curb lung disease. A diet for lead poisoning, well, the CDC recommends it on the website, but now it's been a subject to critical analysis. The CDC is going to have to take that one down. Number 7 story, a new way of identifying gut bacteria. No, gut bacteria newly have been identified that do a complex chemical reaction. I'm going to tell you what it means, because it means something for you, and that's an important thing in this segment of 833. What else are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about the odd omegas, and I got to figure out what I've said for the odd omegas, so don't go away. I'm going to tell you that the odd omega segment today, if I get to it, we talked about the Well Beyond Wellness, dogs, grandkids can keep COPD sufferers active. The wellness foreplay, the rise of the superbug tuberculosis hampers global control effort. Wellness foreplay, that's with the number 4. Pop a pill for heartburn, try diet and exercise because they work better. And the odd omegas, we've already covered that a little bit. Eating fruits and vegetables helps curb lung disease, just like your dogs and grandkids do. Okay, let's get to those stories because they're so much fun. The first one is on dogs and grandkids keep you out of trouble. Oh, before I do that, I'm told by my partner in the room, I got to talk about what we've had in recent podcasts, who the guests have been, and who's coming up. On 8:33, Dr. Meredith Wadman, The Vaccine Race. 8:34, we're going to talk to one or both of the co-authors of The Telomere Effect. That will be released on 4:18. Isabel Wentz, 8:35. We had her on before once, but she was so good. We're going to talk about Hashimoto's protocol. Dr. Joseph Pizarro in 8:36, the toxin effect. We don't talk enough about eyes, so Dr. Robert Greenberg is going to talk to us on 5:09 podcast, 8:37, the bionic eye. And Andrew Weil, who started the integrative medicine revolution, Mind Over Meds, on 5:16. what have we done in the past? Well, let me go quickly to who we've had for recent podcasts. Podcast 832 was Ron Powers, No One Cares About Crazy People. 831, The Deadliest Enemy, A War Against Germs by Michael Osterholm and Michael O'Shaker. 830 was Breast Biopsies by Dr. Edwin Posadas, talking about this advance that UCLA has done. 828 was The Cheese Trap by Neil Bernard. That's just eating too much cheese, obviously. And going back, come my favorites, 824 and 826 with Gene Chatsky, author of Age Proof Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. Okay, let's go and now talk about one that I want to talk about today as first is walking a dog or spending time with your grandchildren keeps people with impaired lung function from having a deterioration in their lung function. That is, this is 410 people, all were participants with chronic lung disease living in Barcelona.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with the connection. Please try again.
I hope I'm still connected. Sonar, am I still connected? Okay, somehow my iPhone decided to just talk to me all of a sudden, so I apologize, but this is with people who had COPD were living in Barcelona and four other Spanish provinces, and those who regularly engaged in physical activity, even of a mild to moderate intensity, or who ate more fruits and vegetables, or who had, if you will, dogs or grandchildren, because those engaged in a little more physical activity, did much better. What do I mean by much better? Well, the 12% of participants who walked their dog and the 38% who cared for grandchildren, that's about 50% of them, had a much better quality of life. They rated it and were something on the order of 34%. This is huge. 34% less likely to need hospitalization over this 2-year period, even when matched for the same degree of chronic lung impairment at the beginning. Now, I've got to tell you another thing, and we don't know about these two together because they weren't studied together, but another study this week looked at what happens if they have a lot of fruits and vegetables in their diet. And you say, oh, come on, that can help people with chronic lung disease. Yes. So this is people who were former smokers, 44,000 of them, in a Swedish study. And after separating them by smoking status and by how much they fruit and vegetables, the ex-smokers who had a high consumption of greens, that's both fruit and vegetables that were green, were 34% less likely to develop lung impairment over their entire life. And each additional serving of fruit and vegetables decreased their risk of developing this chronic obstructive pulmonary disease diagnosis by 4%. So what's the message? The message is, if you're a smoker, make sure you get a lot of fruits and vegetables. I would say quit smoking is more important. But if you get lung disease, get a dog, rent some grandchildren, and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. It's probable that the fruits and vegetables somehow serve as a buffer against the inflammation that smoke causes. So if your kids are going to a hookah parlor or smoking marijuana or doing something else like that, or even cigarettes, God forbid, make sure you give them a ton of green fruits and vegetables as much as you can, what we would call up the wazoo. Okay. I don't want to cover this story, but I got to because it is a big story. That is global warming adds 100,000 diabetic cases a year in the United States for every degree. And what's this all about? It turns out that you shut off your metabolic furnace, your own brown fat production of use of glucose and getting thinner from converting white fat to brown fat. Brown fat's more metabolically active when the temperature rises. And for each 1 degree temperature rise, there's 100,000 more diabetics thought to be related to lack of brown fat. Okay, we don't really know how good that data is, but it is, whether it's cause and effect or unrelated, but that's the story. Another story this week that is really important is many Americans would clearly rather take a drug than change their habits to control something that's persistent. Yet every medication has side effects and many don't work as well. Well, 15 million people take protein pump inhibitors like, they're the ones for acid reflux. I guess you'd say the purple pills are those pills. And the disease is known as GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease. And it turns out that eating smaller meals, exercising before the meal is finished, that is exercising right after it, if you will, exercising so you don't eat big, and eating smaller meals, as I said, and avoid eating within 3 hours of bedtime, all decrease the risk of GERD or of symptoms or of giving yourself a serious problem better than taking the protein pump inhibitor pill. So don't take the pill, the purple pill, in preference to exercise and eating well. Eat well and exercise, and then you won't need the purple pill to treat your gastroesophageal reflux disease or all the symptoms you have. Let's see if we have anything else that I should tell you about that. No, I think let's go on to the next story, which is one and about. Well, I'm going to make you guess which of the ones I talk about next, but it is, we talked about eating fruits and veggies. Just for every fruit and veggie you eat, you get a 4% reduction in chronic lung disease from smoking. So important to eat fruits and vegetables. And the story that I'm going to end on this week is a diet for lead poisoning. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which is our best area in medicine, it's the U.S. government CDC, and it really does a great job, but I'm calling them out on something. They recommend a diet high in calcium, iron, and vitamin C as a way of lowering children's blood lead levels. Well, guess what? This week there was a review of studies on this, and they found no evidence that it works. So this is, forget, if you've got worry about lead poisoning, best thing is to test the lead levels in the paint and avoid those old homes with old paint and avoid old pipes in your neighborhood. So if you've got old pipes in your neighborhood, like Cleveland, Ohio does where I live, you're going to have to drink much more bottled water and much less tap water. And if you drink tap water, make sure you put it through one of those charcoal filters. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is podcast 833 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Coming up right away, a great guest, the vaccine race, the science, politics, and human costs of defeating disease. This is a book you'll want to get. It is a page-turner, even though it is scientifically dense. It is great. I mean, I say that some of the books we have on are great, but this one is great. It is almost a mystery of how medicine gets progress and how that's changed since the 1960s, the vaccine race. Obviously important with Zika and Ebola and a whole bunch of other things to understand this, all of us. But the vaccine race is by Meredith Wadman, W-A-D-M-A-N. She's a physician, but she's a full-time writer for Science, used to be for Nature. She has more awards to her name than anyone I know. This is a great, great book. She is modest and outstanding. Meredith Wadman, coming up right after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Please tune us in every Tuesday. We release at 7 a.m. On Tuesday, East Coast time. Tune us in, rate us on iHeart and on Radio MD, and we'll be as good as we can and give you as much information as we can. So thanks for doing it, and tune in again. And Sonar, thanks for great engineering. We'll be right back. Don't go away with Meredith Wadman.